The community of around 60 people is near Tongass National Forest land on Prince of Wales that the corporation wants to select for logging. Legislation before Congress would allow the Regional Native Corporation to complete its land entitlement under the 1971 Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. The latest bill would allow the land selection from northern Prince of Wales land and other parcels outside of the original areas specified in the 1971 legislation. About 25 Port Protection residents turned out to a special meeting at the end of last month and unanimously passed three resolutions on the issue. Judy Magnuson is the treasurer and secretary for the board of the Port Protection Community Association. She says one resolution requests official hearings on the bill.
We're having these hometown-style meetings, but we don't really feel that they're adequate to address all the different aspects of this bill that we feel really need to be addressed. And one of the main ones is the what Anilka kind of says, that we should have hearings on our subsistence that's being affected by this. So that is one of the things that we're requesting. And even though we are going to speak at one of these meetings, we really feel that the area deserves to have hearings.
The 1980 Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act, or ANILCA, requires the government to hold hearings on land decisions that might impact subsistence gathering, hunting, and fishing use of public land. Another port protection resolution voices opposition against the corporation making its land selection from outside of the 1971 ANCSA withdrawal areas. Magnuson says the community supports Sea Alaska finishing its land entitlement selection, but opposes their selection of this particular land. In particular, she says that part of the island has unique karst land, or caves, that are formed by the dissolving rock.
This area that they have selected is 71% of the selection is on karst, and that karst right now is protected with the Federal Cave Resource Protection Act, and it will lose that protection. And the karst has been shown to be critically important for fisheries as well as for wildlife.
A third resolution passed by the association resolves to join other communities on Prince of Wales and Kosciuszko Islands in opposing the bill. Magnuson says the community has been writing letters in opposition to the legislation for about 4 years. Rick Harris, Executive Vice President with Sea Alaska, says the resolutions highlight the community's concerns, and he says the corporation will try to address those concerns.
The whole access provision was very much driven by the concerns primarily in the Point Baker Port Protection, Thorn Bay, Kaufman Cove area, and so we made an unprecedented decision to allow public access on otherwise private land. So it's unqualified. The public has right of access to that land. And so we have gone out and we've listened, and that's what these resolutions do, is they help us understand what their concerns are. And in that way, we either can say we already have addressed it, or we'll go back to the drawing board and study it closer to see if we need to make some modifications to help accommodate their concerns.
Harris says the corporation has made other adjustments to its selections to answer concerns from local residents, and he says careful logging will not impact the island's karst land.
With just good logging practices, a good ground deflection, careful treatment of the soil, you can effectively log in those areas without interfering with or causing a problem with the karst. And as they say, we've avoided what we really call the high vulnerability sites. We've worked very hard in our legislation at avoiding most of those.
Alaska's congressional delegation has sponsored the legislation in both the House and Senate, and the Senate's version of the bill is in the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee, where Lisa Murkowski is the ranking Republican. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.